Mary Orfanos Segouras. Texas Border Business. McAllen, Texas, Mary Orfanos Segouras, 95, passed away Wednesday, May 10, 2023 in Houston, Texas, surrounded by her beloved grandchildren. She was the last living sibling of her Orfanos brothers and sisters. She was preceded in death by her husband, Sprios Segouras, and her daughter, Crystal Ann Lazo Segouras. She is survived by her sons, Andoni Segouras, Andrew and Spiros Segouras, and her daughter Martha Rubio Segouras. She had 13 loving grandchildren and was living with her eldest granddaughter, Crystal Andriana Lazo Camp, and her growing family in Houston. She has 11 great-grandchildren and was delighted to watch them grow and be in all their glorious company and love. Mary was born in Reynosa, Mexico, but was a Greek immigrant in a hard, working family who was determined to make it in America. She was a McKay Bulldog graduate class of 1947. Her husband, Spiros, immigrated to Mexico in 1947. They quickly connected, and after 2 short months she had met the love of her life and they were engaged to be married. They would spend 56 wonderful years together before his passing. She gave birth to the heaviest set of twins to be born at McAllen General Hospital. She had a blossoming career at Southwestern Bell. All current McAllen at Southwestern Bell underground infrastructure for future cables and mass communication can be attributed to Mary and her two fellow female drafters. Completely unheard of at the time, paving the way for female job equality. Together, she and Spiros had several restaurants in the Reynosa area, including the Royal Cafe, Cafe San Carlos, and El Greco Drive Inn. They would also go on to own and operate the Acropolis restaurant in the Benson Tower Bank and a staple breakfast joint in McAllen, the Country Omelette, for more than 25 years. She loved to watch her Atlanta Braves, go fishing with her sons and grandchildren, be driven all over Houston in search of the best pan dulce, scratch $20 lottery tickets, and love on all her great-grandchildren. Throughout her life she enjoyed crocheting, and her coveted blankets became known as Yayaya Blankets, Ikik. She loved to talk about the good old days and had no problem telling just about anyone how it is, with little apathy. It was her superpower. She was truly a loving person and fought and appreciated every last day that she was given. A matriarch of the family has sadly been lost, and we will all truly miss her presence in each of our lives. Visitation will be Friday, May 19, 2023, with family present from 6 to 8 p.m. to receive friends at Kreidler Funeral Home. The funeral service will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday, May 20, 2023, at Kreidler Funeral Home. Interment will follow at Roselawn Cemetery in McAllen.